Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, Reading, and welcome to Living in the North State, coming to you live from the downtown Reading studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Living in the North State is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where you simply receive outrageous service. I'm your host, Tony Horde, and I'm here with my co-hosts and esteemed colleagues, Rich Howe and Bill Woodford. Now sit back and get ready for an hour jam-packed with knowledge that can only come from California state-licensed realtors and loan officers. The number here at the station is 530-605-4567, and you can always catch us on the web at kcnr1460.com. Just click on the Listen Live button and you'll be right here with us. Now let's get this party started. And boom, just like that, we are back on the air. It's been a couple of weeks since we've been on the air.
Together, yeah.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it's...
We've been kind of fractured, is what you're saying.
Boy, that's for sure. We're going to dive.
What does that mean?
Dive right into it, aren't we?
We are. We're going to jump right into the fact that you, broke your leg.
What? Logging accident.
It was a logging accident. Logging accident.
Yeah. See, if you'd have been cutting wood out of my house, you probably wouldn't have had that problem.
No, not if you have a little elevator that lowers you from the trailer down to the ground. That would have saved me.
I have a jack. A 5-ton jack. Will that work?
He's got the jack.
So, Tony, tell us, what exactly happened in your logging accident?
All right, let me turn this mic down.
Okay.
I was basically loading some wood. Unloading some wood out of my trailer, and I had a bunch of big rounds in there. And what I was doing is I had a chainsaw set up I was cutting these things. I was slabbing them. Yeah, so I was cutting them into like 4x6 slabs with my chainsaw. And I've got a brand new chain on that thing. So it was ripping right through it. And I was really enjoying it. My problem is I left the darn chainsaw running. So then when I was going to get wood, I was wanting to get back to my chainsaw. So I wasn't thinking about all the safety aspects of it, you know. So anyways, what I did was I reached into my trailer and grabbed a round of wood, and I was actually up on the tongue. And so I stepped off of the tongue with a round of wood in my hand, and as soon as my foot hit the ground, it twisted and twisted to a point because of the wood and the momentum where I heard this little snap.
Logging accident.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that logging's not easy.
Yeah, it's tough stuff, man. So
that's why we're in the real estate business.
And, you know, just about anything that happens in life, you know, it happens and you think, oh, wow, that was something. Okay, so how did I do that wrong? Okay, yeah, I won't do that anymore. So let's move on.
Right.
But you can't do that with this. You know, with this, it's like the same thought. You know, you're like, okay, I know how that happened. Let's move on. Well, yeah. In about six or eight weeks,
yeah.
Right. You know, there's an age factor to that.
I don't think so.
You're not getting any younger, buddy. You know, I'd love to say we're right at the same age, but yeah, we got to watch that kind of stuff nowadays, you know.
So I know.
Be careful, and I'm glad you're healing, you know, type thing. So hopefully. You know, I see a brand new cast, I'm going to sign it before the end of the night.
Yeah.
You know.
I thought you young pups were indestructible.
We think we are.
Yeah. It wasn't the case on that day. Gosh, man. As soon as it happened, I went in, I got in my easy chair, and I looked at it, and I thought, you know, because of the snap, I should probably go get an x-ray.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up there to get an x-ray, and they said, yeah, it's a good thing you came in.
It's a clean break.
We can
take care of that, though.
You know, at that point, you're really loving to hear stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I watched a ton of YouTube videos because I'm like, okay, what have I got here, and how can I get past this and the whole thing? So I educated myself like crazy on it, and learned that the first 2 weeks is when you have the most pain and swelling and issues. Mm-hmm. So I went past the 2-week mark on Monday
And actually, right now, I'm able to sit in a bar stool, and my leg is hanging, and it's not blowing me up. I mean, usually the blood was going down there, and I wouldn't be able to. So, for example, last Wednesday, I was wanting to come and do the show. And I was in there in my office kind of doing the preliminary type stuff, and my foot, I needed to get out and get it raised up, so I knew I wouldn't be able to do it. Anyways.
Well, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
welcome back.
Good to have you up and running, so to speak.
I sure appreciate that. You know, it's good to be back. I don't know what we've got for you today. I wasn't able to do a whole bunch, so we'll be shooting from the hip. I know you got a whole bunch of real estate stuff going, Rich, so you could tell us about all of that.
There's been some challenges. There's been some personal challenges, as you know, you know, with the passing of my mom.
I'm sorry to hear that.
This last month has been a little challenging. But, you know, it is part of life, and we move forward. And, you know, God bless her. But she's better now. She's completely healed.
Yeah.
Is what I like to see, what I like to think. And so, real estate.
She's smiling down on you right now.
She is. Absolutely. I know she is. Mm-hmm. I know she is. So,
that's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll move through this. And some other interesting things have been happening. A couple of things on a preliminary title report. I think I mentioned to you earlier today when we talked.
Tell us about that. That's a neat one.
That was, it was a patent on a land. So something you typically don't see very often popped up on a preliminary title report. And, of course, as a seller's agent, you know, we get the preliminary title report, too, besides the buyer reviewing it. But it was actually a patent.
Those things are from way back.
Right,
way back.
Recorded back in 1910, but actually the patent was from 1890.
Wow.
That, it was signed by the President of the United States, Benjamin Harrison. That ran from
Benji.
I don't think it's not that Benj. But
there's only one.
Yeah. But
there is. Thank God.
it was something that popped up on the title report that we just don't normally see. And I thought it was very interesting, so I printed it out and some old recording. It took 20 years to get it recorded.
Mm, wow, okay.
You know, from when it was actually given was the patent on the land and what came along with it. Very interesting. So I printed it out, so I'll give it out to the agents in the office, but it's definitely unique.
You know what we ought to do is, because I mentioned that my dad's property is got a patent on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard that when we hadn't looked at the preliminary title report or anything, but we heard that the patent was because way back in the old days, that was actually just a mining claim, and they did good enough with the mining claim to be able to patent it and buy the land from the government or something, however that works.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that to be that way. In fact, it's really kind of a unique piece of property. It's 2.5 acres in the middle of, I don't know, a couple square miles of BLM land. You got to take a little dirt road through BLM land to get to my dad's property.
Sounds like a perfect spot.
Oh, yeah, you bet. So,
you know, I think the people out there might want to know what a patent is.
Well, it was a patent was basically giving the land, what I can think of it. I don't know the legal definition of it, but what I've seen and what I've read is that it, you know, back in the day, if you will, 1800s, so this particular one was for, actually there's two patents on this particular property. So it's 16 acres, but initially it was a patent for 160 acres given to a doctor here locally, actually on Oak Run area, that homesteaded the land and showed proof of how he homesteaded and what he was going to do with it, gave proof to the federal government that he actually owned the land. So it was 160 acres.
Interesting.
Initially. So from there, he can, and all rights reserved and heirs and all that is written into it. It's a pretty unique document. So I had to print it, but it was literally saying, here's your land. You have proven you have, conceptual, authority over the land. We're going to give it to you. It doesn't state anything about consideration, monies or anything like that. It's just, you got it. You homesteaded it. There you go. Thank you very much. And move on. Well, the signature obviously is not of the President of the United States, but his secretary. which is stated. So in two
because I can just see the president there and somebody's like, yeah, hey, we got a patent for you to sign.
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
hold on a second. Like, I'm the only
let my secretary do that.
What's the patent for? We're going to get right back with that after this break. We'll tell you all about that right after this break, Bill. Okay. All
there
right.
you go.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Reading has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
All right, there is Redding's theme song. And we are KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can get us on the web at KCNR1460.com. And don't forget to give us a buzz here on the North State line at 605-4567 if you've got any questions about the real estate industry or the Reading and all the community type things going on, or even a couple personal questions for the rock stars up here doing the show. And I do refer to you and Bill and Rich.
Yeah.
I'm just a regular guy.
You're just a busted up dude.
Right.
That's true. You can start this segment off with that too.
Well, hey, you know, you broke your leg. What else are we going to do? You know, we might as well take advantage of it.
Everybody who said broke a leg feels bad.
Break
right,
a, right.
That's right. Don't break a leg. Oh, please, no. Yeah. Well, anyways, well, you know, as far as that patent thing goes, you know, it's kind of new for us. You know, we've just seen it pop up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we'll be looking into it. We'll research the crap out of it, and I think we can say that on the air.
Right.
But we'll research the KRAP out of it and get back with you next week and tell you what we've learned.
Well, I'm hoping that it's going to be, like I say, that the, you know, the buyers themselves see that. And of course, it's all about, you know, of selling the property, but it's the history of the property, of when it was patented, you know, when that came into effect, and who owned it. It's that link of ownership,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when it started. You know, like I say, this is 160 acres. Right. I don't know if you, what's bigger than 160 acres? I mean,
161.
You know what I mean.
You asked the question.
You know, 360 to 640 of how land is divided.
Yeah, so it's 320. Yeah, exactly. You got 320 would be a half of a section.
Section, right. So, you know, in the 640 of how that was divided up back in the day. So I think that is some great history of the property.
It's not currently 160 acres, right?
No,
it's been
not.
Subdivided down.
Subdivided down.
And now, so the patent is just on one small portion of it, or is it still on that 160 acres, all the surrounding properties to the one that you're working with right now?
I think it follows every parcel that has been divided from, of saying, here's the history of that and how it is broken down into parcels down to our current, parcel map type system.
Interesting.
It was just so unique of seeing the documentation of that. So I definitely wanted to bring that out and show people that there's history in land.
Yeah, you bet. There's a lot.
Well, we'll meet back here next week with a full report.
I expect a full report.
I will try, but my time is limited.
We'll see
what we can do.
Let us know how it goes with getting Benji's signature on getting that thing freed up.
Right. Give us a call, Benji.
Okay. I think we're going to dive into the ethical standard. But first, speaking of ethics, what I wanted to do, is let any of our listeners know, all three of them that are listening right now, if you want to give the station a call right now at 530-605-4567, you can have lunch on us at Lulu's. We'll make sure you get enough gift certificate to go down there and hoop it up. So be nice. The first caller at 530-605-4567, and you're eating lunch on us.
And if you don't call, then we're going to eat it ourselves,
right?
I'm going to pick up my phone here in a minute and
call him.
Somebody doesn't call and call in.
There we go.
I love Lulu's.
Right?
They're awesome.
Yeah. Actually, I had breakfast there today with one of our other sponsors, Doug Tooley, over at B&T Satellite.
Nice.
Yeah, we started off the day having breakfast there, and then we crutched on back to my place and hung out. And I left my leg up, and we visited for about three hours, because that's about what a guy does in my condition.
Oh, did you hear about, just speaking of Lulu's and across the way there, R&R Meats, their Seinfeld down?
Oh, no kidding. I see it laying in the parking lot.
Which surprised me, having a big old sign sitting up there and actually fell down. I don't know why or what.
Must have been during the wind like last
week. They said some wind happened and took the sign down, but I had to go by there today and pick up a prime rib. Not that they're one of our sponsors, but if you're going to get a prime rib, you go to R&R Meats.
Yep.
So we'll talk to them about a sponsorship.
So. Right. Absolutely. You bet.
So you got prime rib cooking. The face of the sign came loose, or the whole thing,
the whole everything came across and crossed over Pine Street, Market Street. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Surprising. And what was it last year? Something happened to the fire hydrant just up to the top side of them and
didn't hit a single vagrant.
Not a single one.
That's a big thing.
Well, I question so of going, there. Are they down there loosening the bolts? Right. It's something to look at.
You're giving them a lot of credit.
Well, come on, Bill, say it.
I could make a nut joke there, but I'm not going to. Because you don't loosen the bolt, you loosen the nut.
Right. Okay, there you go. All right, ethical standard.
Okay.
Bring it on, Tony.
Get us away from that one real quick.
Okay, the ethical standard is brought to you by Trinity Lutheran Church, where it's more than just an uplifting experience. Come join us any day, any Sunday, at 2440 Hilltop Drive in Reading. That is my church. It's an awesome place to go.
Hallelujah.
You're not supposed to do that until after Lent.
Oh, sorry.
I'll explain later. Okay, so today we are on Standard of Practice 3-3. And so we are, as you know, we're in Article 3. And the 3-3 actually talks about 3-2. So, I might have to go over that. So real quick, being how we've been gone for 3 weeks, I'm going to read Article 3 real quick and give you just a little refresher on that. So, realtors shall cooperate with other brokers except when cooperation is not in the client's best interest. The obligation to cooperate does not include the obligation to share commissions, fees, or otherwise compensate another broker.
So that's the article part of it. And then we had standard of practice 3-1, and then 3-2. And I'm going to go right straight to 3-3, and then we'll kind of see how it compares to 3-2. 3-3 says, standard of practice 3-2 does not preclude the listing broker and cooperating broker from entering into an agreement to change cooperative commission. Well, there you go. Okay, so then what's 2 say? Standard practice 3-2 says any change in compensation offered for cooperative services must be communicated to the other realtor prior to the time that the realtor submits an offer to purchase or lease the property. After a realtor has submitted an offer to purchase or lease the property, the listing broker may not attempt to unilaterally modify the offered compensation with respect to that cooperative transaction. So, bottom line is if we list something and the compensation is put in there that it's going to be 2.5% the sales price that goes to the selling agent, after we get an offer accepted, we can't run to the agreement real quick and move it down to 2.
Correct.
They don't like that.
No.
So
not ethical.
So, standard practice 3-3. It says that standard of practice 3-2 does not preclude the listing broker and cooperating broker from entering into an agreement to change the cooperative compensation. That just means that
it's negotiable between the two.
Exactly. So after we accepted an offer and for some reason we decided, hey, you know, we're going to go to 3 instead of 2.5, would that be all right with you? Yeah, you bet. That sounds good.
Right.
I don't know why would we do that, but
well, I mean, it's one of those things. Bringing in the buyer's broker commission agreement,
right,
of saying, hey, you know, I have an agreement with my buyer that is 3% of whatever he purchases, and if there's a deficit, I guess you would say, of what the cooperating broker is offering in that listing, that can be negotiated. Saying, hey, we want 3 based on whatever it may be. You know, you got to have some legitimacy there.
Right.
You know, saying, are you agreeing to 3 or not? And they can say no. And, you know, it's one of those type things that it is negotiable after the fact. And it can be put into the purchase agreement. There's a little box, number 3, A3, L. That says something about a cooperating broker agreement with the purchasing agreement from the buyer. So, yeah, it can be tied in there.
So
kind of the basic is that the whole thing is negotiable, and you should remember that when you're getting ready to either sell your house or buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. Yeah, you bet.
And look at the offers. Look at the details of the offer that are presented by the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he may have an agreement. And he's looking for the seller to help him out on it.
Right.
That happens all the time.
Sure.
So, yeah, you just pay attention to detail,
mm-hmm. You
know. So.
And that's what we do. When that offer comes in, we take a look at every aspect of it before we usually call the principal or the seller
mm-hmm.
and let him know what kind of offer we got. We look at every detail of it, and that way we're not missing anything. And
right. Good. Yep.
What's that saying? The detail is in the...
In the details.
Wow.
Proof is in the pudding.
And just like that, the ethical standard. There you go. We're done with that. That was pretty cool. Did we get a caller on the free lunch?
I'm getting my phone out right now.
I'm going to tell you, man.
We got something coming. Hold on. We got a technical issue going on.
Well, now that's pretty cray-cray.
Somebody sent us a text to win the thing?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Oh, we're live on the air. What's
we are live on the air.
Right? And somebody's actually watching us? Nice. I like it. And did they win the...
Oh, there you are. Yeah.
Did they win the lunch?
Oh, no, they did not.
So, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, got a call.
Okay.
All right.
But that's okay, technical. You know, because we can go down and have a hamburger after the show.
I'm fine with that. Well, tonight
that's right. You got a prime rib
going on right now. I timed it just right. So
and your son's back in town.
Son's back in town from Asia.
That's
so.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Big vacation in Asia.
50 days he spent in Asia, and just tremendous. The pictures and everything that we're seeing, and his story of traveling around is tremendous. Is some of it's heartbreaking of what happened over there, and how the countries live, how the citizens live,
right?
You know, is pretty heartbreaking in some aspect of what they've been through. And everything, and communist countries and such. That
speaking of communist countries, we need to take a break.
Okay. All right.
Wow. Was that a segue?
That's capitalism is what that is.
That's right. Exactly.
Pay the bills.
We'll be right back. In communism, we just keep working.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel.
Real estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell and Bill Woodford, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking calls to answer your questions, and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
So I'm going to do it again.
All right, just can't continue talking.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays.
Are you craving a mouth-watering steak dinner served with a side of exceptional service? Look no further than Jack's Grill in Redding, California. For over 85 years, Jack's Grill has been delighting customers with their choice steaks and warm hospitality. Step into a culinary tradition unlike any other. From the first bite to the last, experience the perfection of a perfectly cooked steak at Jack's Grill. Doors open at 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Don't miss out on a chance to dine at Redding's finest steakhouse, Jack's Grill. Welcome to Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where history meets hospitality. Located at 2230 Pine Street in Redding, Lulu's began as a humble roadhouse, and today it stands as a testament to good food, great drinks, and genuine camaraderie. Dedicated to folks who appreciate the finer things, Lulu's invites you to breakfast, lunch, and dinner served 7 days a week. So to all the ladies and gentlemen seeking contentment over capacity, join us at Lulu's, where every sip and bite brings joy and satisfaction. Let the good times roll.
Hey, Redding, California. This is Tony Horde, your local realtor with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Born and raised right here in the North State and not going anywhere, this is my community from start to finish. I'd like to offer you my service and help you be successful with your real estate goals. But don't just take my word that I'm the best. Interview at least 3 agents when it comes time to sell your home and make sure that I'm one of them. I promise that you'll be impressed. I'm polite, professional, and courteous, and I know how to put my client first. And I don't mind rolling up my sleeves when it comes to you being successful. A wise person once said, a good realtor is not a salesperson, but a problem solver. I solve every problem until escrow is closed. That's my goal. Give me a call at 530-242-1020 and ask me how I can help you. Department of Real Estate, license number 0205-7556.
All right, so here we are back at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You're listening to Living in the North State with Tony and Bill and Rich. Hey, hey, hey. We are in the house.
Hey, little deal.
Yeah, a little bit of deal there. A little bit of real estate music right there.
Right.
All right. I usually have that playing in the background when I'm showing houses.
Sure you do.
Holy diver. So what's going on in the market, guys?
The market. You want to hear about the Shasta County real estate market update?
You know, market update would be cool. Right,
yeah,
about now.
Do it. All yeah, right. Let's see what you got.
All right, so here we go. The Shasta County real estate market update is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where we make it our business that you are successful with your real estate goals. Drop by our office anytime at 2650 Larkspur Lane, Suite G in Reading, or visit us on the web at betterhomesinreading.com. As of today, there were 452 houses on the Shasta County MLS. And let's see.
It's down a little bit, isn't it?
Down about 16 houses. In the past 30 days, there were 169 houses sold in Shasta County. That's up 11. 10 mobiles, up just one. 16 vacant lots, no change. So vacant lots are selling.
They are. Yeah, I got a couple. Yeah.
According to Bankrate.com, the national interest rate, the average national interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage is 7.18. So it's just kind of lingering around the upper end of the 7 zone there.
It seems to have come down a little bit since last Friday, too.
So. Yeah, just a skosh.
Yep.
The lowest rate found out there while searching through all of the different lenders across the country is about 6.25 right now. And, of course,
what do we got?
If you would like to know about the lowest rate that anybody could probably get, we've got the scoop on that.
That's right. Is that about 5.5 and 5.99 with a large chunk of closing costs added to that.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
I mean, that'll get you into a new home with a good payment and less money out of your pocket.
Right.
So you can buy a boat to put next to that house.
You know, you should.
All right. Well, then get the house first.
Right.
Don't buy the boat first.
Right. Exactly.
let's make it get it in order.
There's a tip from your lender right there.
That's right. Because, you know, a boat means bust out another $1,000.
Right.
B-O-A-T. That's it.
Bust out exactly another $1,000. That's right.
So the average price of a home in Shasta County as of March 1st is $430,000. That's down about $9,000. And the average price per square foot is $239.22, and that's down just a few pennies. So it's pretty much about the same across the board. Really, I mean, I know it says $430,000, but, you know, barring just a couple of houses, expensive houses that sold, you're really kind of floating around $400,000.
And you can buy a brand new one for right in that price range. Mm-hmm.
Yep, you sure can.
Yeah, so it's an active market still, you know. Yeah. People are it's that time of the season, more houses, we should expect more houses come on the market. Coming up in spring. I mean, it's a beautiful day today, by the way.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. Wind blowing, but yes.
You know, so,
it's supposed to be 75 by the weekend, so yeah.
I've been already sitting on my porch. The grass, I mowed the grass, last week between storms, and it grew like 4 inches.
I know, it's definitely the time of the year that does that.
So.
See, if you don't mow it, then you don't notice how much it grows.
I know. But you know what? I just like sitting in my backyard by the pool. Whether I can use a pool or not, I'm out there. So, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is your son Jeremy listening to the program?
Hopefully. Hopefully
he is. Big shout out to Jeremy.
Big shout. Yeah. Back from Asia.
And
from
his new wife. What's her name?
It is Tori.
Tori, okay, yeah.
Not that I forgot.
Put you on the spot there, didn't I?
Right. yeah, beautiful, beautiful young lady and stuff. Yeah, they're just starting their life and getting married, and they're working on some things to make it happen for them when it comes to home ownership. You know, so we've been talking about that, of happening in Montana, which is a little bit challenged where they're at.
Well,
so.
Real quick, though, I mean, I'm just going to have to take a step back and congratulate or kudos to Jeremy for taking his newlywed wife there across the country, across the world, for a 50-day vacation.
Well, it was a honeymoon-type scenario.
I mean,
it's
really... I was telling Wendy about that. It's like one day he was over here driving a FedEx truck, And right. then, I mean, just like that, man, he's over in Wyoming, is it?
Montana.
Montana, and yep. And married. He has a wonderful job. I mean, that guy knows how to pick up and do something
right.
with life.
Well,
right
it, it's, it, they save for it, like you should, like anything else, you know, and not put it on the credit card. But they save for it and built it up and went to Asia and everything from, you know, Vietnam, North Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, all those different areas.
And you were saying they did that for $50 a day.
Their budget was $50 a night for motel type thing. And stayed within budget is what he says and explored the world. And there's just unbelievable areas to see. You know,
I mean, that's a vacation of a lifetime. Yeah. And what a way to start your marriage together. So
yeah,
really, really cool.
Well, do it while you're young too, right?
I mean, oh yeah.
You know, most people wait until they can't enjoy that kind of vacation.
Lots of traveling. They did boat rides down the Yangtze River to. I mean, just some of the things he's telling us is just unbelievable, and some of the remote towns that they went to, floating down the river for 3 days or 2 days or whatever it was, halfway trips and stopping and seeing how, you know, the local community lives and what they survive on, which is astonishing. We need to be grateful of what we have and, you know, where we were born and everything else. So this is, you know, the ultimate country that we live in and in history, and going back there and seeing how people day-to-day lives are is heartbreaking. In such of what we have. So, yeah, puts everything in perspective.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Yeah, like I say, way to go, Jeremy. And,
yeah.
Congratulations, Jeremy and Tori.
Yeah, there you go. Love them. Love them both.
Absolutely. Dearly. That's great. So you got a prime rib on the barbecue at home? On the
Well, it's in the no-peak oven. Nice. So I told them, you know, don't open the oven till I get home after 6 o'clock. So it should be timing-wise. But, yeah, we're going to do a little barbecue, and he's going to spend another day night here and then head over to Salt Lake City, pick up a car for Tori in Salt Lake City is what their plan is, and then head back to home and have at least a day off type thing and you know, to get ready to go back to work for what both of them do and you know, get a little break being back home. You need some time home, so
absolutely
to relax a little bit. So
well, moving on to something else there. How was the we've been off the air for 3 weeks now, so this is 2 weeks I guess. But we promoted the Reading Home and Garden Show, which I know that we were at, but I wasn't there. So, but anyways, you were the lone guy down there running the whole show on your own. So
right.
How did it go? I know you had some balloons. How'd that work out?
Well, you know, the balloons, the giveaways didn't show up in time, just like your pins, you know, that you had, your silhouette pins or whatever you had coming on. So, but, you know, the Home and Garden Show was good. Talked to some great people on Saturday. You know, some great prospects, some people.
That's
a hot day. People coming in with the right questions of why should I use you as a real estate agent?
Hey,
I'm getting ready to sell my home. What do you have to offer? And that's what people need to do. They need to really go in and interview the people that are going to represent them and selling their home and why, you know, type thing. So it
makes a big difference.
Great. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I don't want to say absolutely because I know, the absolutely word is we got time off of that, but
okay.
It's true.
It's true.
People need to really look at of who they're hiring, who they're bringing on to represent themselves in selling a home, because it's very, very important, you know, and making sure they're getting their dollars worth and what they're paying in commissions and everything else. So
yeah. Well, you know, and it works out good for a realtor who is really trying hard to bring himself up or themselves up to the standard that they feel that it's being required. You know, so if you just pick a real estate agent because maybe they have a popular name or something, well, you may not know all of that stuff. If you were to ask, you know, give me some qualifications, you know. How do you do this?
Right.
You
know? It's not only the qualifications, because we all use the same avenues, you know, the MLSs, Realtor.com, Zillow, those type of things. But what do you, besides that?
Not all of us do a great CMA. You know,
right. Oh, yeah. A lot of us don't. You know, do your homework. you know, is basically the job, and the agent should prove themselves to you of what they're having to offer. So,
you know what I like what they say about the best advice is anytime that you need a realtor for anything, don't just interview one of them, interview three of them.
Yes.
And that's just like you should do during for a consultation with, well, maybe not a consultation, but I mean, if you get a second opinion
with a doctor.
Right.
Right. What's up with your leg?
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Or anytime you get an estimate, you want to get three estimates.
Exactly, right.
Yeah. Because I kind of knew this thing was broken. I didn't need to go get a second opinion on this one.
You heard it.
Like, yeah. Anyways.
We'll
buzz out, do one more break, and come on back here and talk about the important stuff. The important stuff is coming right up.
Call us. There you go.
Tonight is going to be a jailbreak.
Are you craving a mouth-watering steak dinner served with a side of exceptional service? Look no further than Jack's Grill in Redding, California. For over 85 years, Jack's Grill has been delighting customers with their choice steaks and warm hospitality. Step into a culinary tradition unlike any other. From the first bite to the last, experience the perfection of a perfectly cooked steak at Jack's Grill. Doors open at 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Don't miss out on the chance to dine at Redding's finest steakhouse, Jack's Grill.
Welcome to Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where history meets hospitality. Located at 2230 Pine Street in Redding, Lulu's began as a humble roadhouse, and today it stands as a testament to good food, great drinks, and genuine camaraderie. Dedicated to folks who appreciate the finer things, Lulu's invites you to breakfast, lunch, and dinner served 7 days a week. So to all the ladies and gentlemen seeking contentment over capacity, join us at Lulu's, where every sip and bite brings joy and satisfaction. Let the good times roll.
Hey, Redding, California. This is Tony Horde, your local realtor with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Born and raised right here in the North State and not going anywhere, this is my community from start to finish. I'd like to offer you my service and help you be successful with your real estate goals. But don't just take my word that I'm the best. Interview at least three agents when it comes time to sell your home and make sure that I'm one of them. I promise that you'll be impressed. I'm polite, professional, and courteous, and I know how to put my client first. And I don't mind rolling up my sleeves when it comes to you being successful. A wise person once said, a good realtor is not a salesperson, but a problem solver. I solve every problem until escrow is closed. That's my goal. Give me a call at 530-242-1020 and ask me how I can help you. Department of Real Estate, license number 0205-7556.
Okay, we are back on the air here at KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Living in the North State with Tony Horde, Richard Howe, and Bill Woodford.
Oh, that sounds official.
That does. Hey, was that Mr. Blue? Was that Mr. Blue Sky on the music that was just playing?
Little Beatles.
That's
something.
It. Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, the ELO. Right.
ELO. Springtime, man.
That's cool.
Yeah. Mr. Blue Sky came out today.
Oh, absolutely.
I love that. Supposed to be 75 for the weekend. That's nice.
I love it, man.
Right.
We're gonna be doing it up.
It's
in fact,
the
I'm having
season.
A cast signing party this weekend.
Ooh,
hey,
am I invited?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah, all come right. on by. Bring your paint.
Bring
you know, it's
spray
interesting.
Paint.
My doctor told me, he says you can paint on, but he goes no custom spray paint jobs. He goes that'll screw it up. He goes, right. People have done that before.
Right.
Like, really?
Really? So no graffiti on it.
No, you can do the graffiti. You just can't bring it to a paint shop.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. All right.
We can tag it, though. Let's just tag it.
Let's just tag it. I like it.
Right.
All right. You got hors d'oeuvres happening and food? And, I mean, what's going on?
I might have some leftover prime rib, buddy.
Peanut butter and toe jam.
Whoa.
Hey, I want to hear about the new puppy.
Oh, shoot, man. We're getting into all the heavy-duty stuff.
That's right. Well, we already did the real estate stuff. Let's talk cuteness.
All right. You got it, man. I got a new Labradoodle right at the same time I broke my leg. So that's really kind of a perfect time to do that. It's really crazy. But, yeah, a little 8-week-old Labradoodle, and her name is Shadow, and she is black, super black. And so go ahead. I know.
It's all right.
I can hear the stuff coming already.
No.
Black puppies. Black puppies matter?
They do. They do.
Anyways, yeah, she's really awesome. We're teaching her where to pee and where not to pee. And with
good
me
luck.
And sitting there with my leg up, you know, I mean, it's just like,
so you're not
like,
teaching,
don't do that.
You're not teaching her at all. You're letting Wendy take care of that for you.
Right. And she had to take off as many days as she could, but now she's back to work. So it's all right. It's working out good and it's neat. You know, it's cool to make friends, you know, with a new pup. Mm-hmm. As you know, I lost my dog about 4.5 months ago. So Coop's in the big dog house in the sky. So we got someone to come in and fill the shoes.
There you go. You know, there's nothing better. I've been, so my son being overseas, I've been watching his puppy.
Yeah.
Which is a corgi that just, you know, a puppy. And oh, man, it's just, I love having the dog that age because it's just full of energy and wants to run.
Especially
and do
a corgi.
Everything. Oh, yeah, yeah. Very beautiful, very smart. She kind of gives you that. You know, the sideways look and everything else, and you know, great personality is what you look for in a dog, obviously, and it's been, now that she's going to go away, you know, back to Montana with her parents, but you know, being grandparents for a puppy is okay. You know,
oh yeah,
you know, right, grandpa. Sad, but you know, but yeah, so it, we've had her for the last 50 days and. And so, yeah, it's going to be interesting. But it's almost like sending them out. You know, like your kids get to a certain age, you know, kick them out of the house. Well, you don't kick them out, but they leave the house.
What do you mean you don't kick them out?
Excuse me. Right, okay, you do. You know, or they voluntarily leave. Get out. So, yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations, Tony.
You bet.
Shadow, and I know it's going to be a you know, intricate part of the family.
Yep, you
and
bet.
Stuff. So it's hard to replace you. Cooper.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah.
Now, the cat, that's what's funny. Now, the cat, once Cooper was gone, the cat bumped up in seniority. And you could tell it because the cat had an attitude. It's like, this is my house. And so then as soon as we got the puppy, man, that cat, I mean, it everything changed about it. You know, before, you know, the cat would be like, yeah, I don't know if I want to sit in your lap, Tony. You know, I'm really into Wendy mostly, you know. And so now that we've got a dog, the cat's like, remember, we were best friends. Remember that? We were best friends.
Yeah. I'm in line.
Exactly. Right. That guy's number two, or she's number two. Oh, and that's another thing, too. It's all girls in the house except for old Tone.
Oh. Good luck with that.
Circle the wagons.
That
you're
was,
surrounded.
Good luck. Buddy.
That's okay. You know, I'm blessed. And that, there's another.
It's
cool
good
thing.
That you tell yourself that,
right? Well, yeah, gotta do something. Another thing that's interesting about the puppy there is that Cooper. There was no two ways about it. He was my dog, you know, because I had him from a pup and everything. And so, you know, whenever I would go someplace, be gone for a couple of days, he would just kind of go into a trance, you know, and just look at the door the whole time. And Wendy's trying to get him all, you know, livened up a little bit. And he's like, not right now. I'm looking at the door. And so he kind of, as time went on by, he did get, you know, to where he was like that all the time. But still in all, he was my dog. And this dog right here, this is Wendy's dog. I mean, I was sitting there with a buddy the other day, and we were sitting there, and the dog was just kind of napping on my shoe and stuff. And Wendy came walking in the door. Holy cow, you've never seen a dog do cartwheels before. I mean,
you've been downgraded.
My buddy's like, wow, dude, happened. Here's the real person.
Right? Well, I mean, you got to think that, you know, as soon as you got the dog, you broke your leg. So, you know, she's really bonding with Wendy because you're just sitting on the couch.
Right? Yeah, the only time I get any action is when Wendy goes to work. Also, the dog's like, hey, let me hop up there.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
I was hoping nobody heard that.
Yeah, you said it. I'm just going to leave it alone.
You know, we are live on the air. So.
Yeah, I'm sure nobody else heard that because no one else was asking for any lunch.
Right.
I know.
Where's somebody call for
why
lunch?
Don't we throw in a four-wheel drive Jeep? You want to throw your in your
Jeep? Oh, I can't give that up yet. I can't give it up yet, but I might do some raffle tickets for it.
Whoa.
You know,
that's
so
cool.
You know, down the line. But yeah. So we got Lulu's lunch. Out there, right?
Lunch
and, you know, the first caller?
We still got time to give it away.
And, you know, like, the thing is that we're working our way up to a possible dinner at Jack's. So you got to get warmed up, and you got to know what you're doing here. So,
oops, I bumped right? the mic. Wow, dinner at Jack's. That's a nice prize.
Absolutely. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to go out and knock on doors and...
be real estate agents?
Right.
Come on, there's got to be somebody.
Hey, have you heard about this radio this radio show on Wednesday nights?
Right. What, right? What's the number? What's the number to call in?
605-4567.
All right. There it is. Somebody. Give us a call.
605-4567. That's easy to remember, too.
Yeah.
I tell you what, call in right now. Be the first caller. Don't be the second, because I don't think there's going to be a first. But call in right now, and we'll come and pick you up.
Ooh, what are you offering here?
Lunch. We'll come pick you up, drop you off.
Wow. So not only are you getting lunch, you're getting a ride.
There you go.
Absolutely.
An Uber. All right.
You bet.
All right. You know, we'll
do that. Uber over there.
You know, so how much more time we got here? You know,
got another 6 minutes, 5 minutes.
It's reeking a little bit of desperate here to get
somebody
to call.
I think we're just we're really pushing it up. What do you have to offer?
What was the rate?
5.5 or 5.99.
There you go.
Right. Well, you know, it's good to be back here on the air. So
it's
that's
been a few
cool.
weeks, like I say, with everything, you know, like I say, going on. And but yeah, you know, I made a point. Let's continue this on and get the word out there of real estate is, you know, everybody wants to be a homeowner, right? So if we can help them, that's what we do. You know, we're here for to assist people and make it happen for them and give them the right information.
You bet.
So. Speaking of real estate, this weekend we've got the real estate agents are doing their St. Patty's Day celebration.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Right at the post office saloon on. Let's see here. I'm looking at the thing.
Off
Friday,
market?
The 15th of March. So this Friday coming up,
nice.
You're going to be having that celebration for all the real estate agents.
And the association is typically there. So, yeah, anybody that's associated with it, some lenders and different things. Yeah. Are you going to be there, Bill?
Probably.
Yeah.
I try not to crutch and drink at the same time. But
you got the little scooter, though.
Right. That's almost walking distance
for
you,
Oh, my God. That
too.
Scooter, man, I will wipe out on that scooter after a beer.
Right?
But, yeah, you bet. I'll be there.
You know, you could probably get a 502 from that scooter if you're not careful.
Is it 50-50?
Yeah.
51-50.
There you go.
That's crazy.
Right, exactly. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's what I meant. Right. Oh, you mean 50-50? Like a
ice cream bar?
Oh, I was thinking like one of those black and tans.
Oh, there you go. Hey, that's very Irish.
I like it. You got you, man. Those are good times. You guys got any a quick story about St. Patty's Day? Bill, I know you got it. Give it up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Normally, St. Patty's Day is I'm down at the Celtic Festival in Angels Camp. I got to remember where I just came from. I just got back from Angels Camp. Okay. We were jousting down there. And,
yeah, that's right.
And that's always a big event, really big event. So,
well, good.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's so I'm almost every year I'm down there doing that and have been for the last, like, 20 or 30 years. So.
All right.
But, yeah, it was a big event. The sun came out. It was beautiful weather down there, and we had big crowds. And so, yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's my St. Patrick's Day.
That'll work. And that works
the Celtic. The Celtic. So, I mean, everybody asks, anything underneath the Celt?
Of course not.
Okay.
That's what I've heard.
The ground. Yeah. Well, you know, if you're going to wear a kilt when you're riding a horse, you probably should wear something.
Something, right.
Yes. Okay. The saddle can be a little bit brutal.
What do you guys think of my new lights here, huh?
Ooh, fancy. Oh, my goodness. Those are nice.
Yeah, you bet. You can do this, too. Of course, you guys can't see this on the radio, but we know there ain't nobody listening.
Otherwise, they'd be calling in for a free lunch at Lulu's.
I know. Yeah,
hello?
And a ride.
How can you not have free lunch?
All right, you know what? They got about 20 more seconds. If you call right now, not only will we give you a ride, we'll give you lunch for you and your mother-in-law.
Mm.
Only the mother-in-law, though.
Right.
Right.
There's stipulations.
But it's separate, so you can get away from your mother-in-law, right?
Right. Separate Ubers.
There you go.
And the clock's getting ready to stop. So we're going to have to hold those lunches for next week. It's been good talking to everybody. We'll be back next week.
Appreciate your time, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming out from your couch.
You bet, man. No problem, right? Guys. Always good to hang out. Keep your leg up. We out.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.